Why I am here, or why am I here? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Why I am here, or why am I here? Well, I like it, why I am here. I am not questioning why am I here, because I know why I am here. I am here to be myself and have fun. I am here to thoroughly enjoy every moment of my life. I am here to thoroughly delight in every experience that comes my way and have it be an uplifting, joyous, magnificent experience. I am here to be whatever I conceive myself to be and to enjoy being it, to have fun being it in every beautiful, fabulous way. Why I am here? I am here to be me. Now, who is me? What is me? That's a wonderful question. What is me? Who is me? Why I am here? Well, I like to believe, and I know in my heart and in my soul, that I am God. Everyone is God, because God is in everything that God created, and God created everything, so everything is God. Man, woman, child, plant, mineral, anything, Adam, no matter what it is, it's all God. And so, now, how does an Adam act as God? How does man act as God? How does human act as God? How does a tree act as God? Well, we can figure those things out quite easily, but let's just look at man. How does a human being act as God? Well, God speaks its word, and all is fulfilled. We can speak our word, and all is fulfilled, as long as we speak but one word, and that is in the direction that we would like to have that be done. I am independently wealthy. So now, if I speak this one word, this one sentence, this one thought or phrase, I am independently wealthy, then I am independently wealthy. I have the fulfillment of everything about me. Should I for one moment wonder where that fulfillment is, then I start over again. Should I for one moment think that I don't have something, then I do not believe that I am independently wealthy. Should I for one minute doubt my independent wealth, I don't have it. So, one of the primary things for me to do in my life is to train myself to be one-pointed, to train myself to think about all things in the now and think of them fulfilled. And as I train myself in that attitude, then that is my experience. Now, how does this work for somebody else? Say, for instance, you'd like to see somebody else whole and perfect, and they're experiencing something less than whole and perfect. Well, are you God? Yes, you are. Are you the creator of your world? Yes, you are. Did you create those people in your world? Yes, you did. Are those people whole and perfect in your world? Yes, they are. Are you allowing an illusion to come into your consciousness to say that they're not? Yep, that's right. Well, then take that illusion and get it right out of your hair. Get it right off your mind. Get it right out of your life. And keep only the illusion and the truth that all is in divine order, that all is whole and perfect. And as we demonstrate all this way, we experience all this way. And this is all we know. People who are living in the attitude of joy and peace and harmony, they do not know what inharmony or lack of joy and peace are. They live in that attitude of wonder and magic and beingness, and that's all that they are. So, should our friend ask us to, or not even ask us, should our friend be in our world and be experiencing something less than what's salubrious for them, we immediately change our thought about it and see them expressing everything beneficial to them right now. And not for one second do we look at the appearance and say, that's the reality. because the appearance is not always what it appears to be. And the appearance is never what it appears to be when you put a different cause in motion for it. It's all up to us how we handle it. I am here. I am here because I choose to be here. I choose to live on this dimension of time and space, of which there is no time and space because all is right here now. I choose to live in this time and space. I choose to live here in this now. Let's call it that. I choose to live in this now because that's my choice. Now, can I live on other dimensions also at the same time? Oh, I am. I'm living on an infinite number of dimensions at the same time. Everyone is. Because all life is right now. All life is expressing itself right now. And we are in the bodies or in the minds or in the spirit or in the time, if you will, of all the past and all the future and all the now, right now. And why I'm here is to enjoy it. I'm not here to participate in illness. I'm not here to participate in lack. I'm not here to participate in any activity which would limit me. I am here to participate in the allness that I am, to shine forth the allness that I am, to shine forth the wholeness that I am. But to do so means that I must be one-pointed. At all times, I must be one-pointed in my thinking, thinking only that all is. Why I am here? To be myself and have fun. I am not here for any other purpose. I am not here to grow, to expand my consciousness, to reveal things to me. I am here to be who I really am. And who am I really? I am God. Who are you really? You are God. Are you ready to be the allness of God right now? Our teachers from all the various religious thoughts say that the divine principle is within each one of us, and we are the divine principle, and that as we live this divine principle, we live a life of great fulfillment and great enjoyment and great peace and great harmony and great happiness and great, all that neat stuff. You see, that's what our purpose is. In the Bleep movie, they were asking the question, why am I here? What is my purpose for being here? And all that sort of stuff. And they answered their own question many times. And the answer they gave was, just to be yourself and have fun. Whatever you want to. If you want the negative experiences, then you create them. If you want the positive experiences, you create them. Whatever you want to do, that's what you do. Now, what sort of training have you given yourself through your parents and your family and your school and your religion to say, are you a sinner or are you a saint? Are you a person that is enjoying life or are you a person that finding life very difficult? It depends on you and your thought. Depends on me and my thought. My thought is, I am a happy, wonderful, fantastic guy, and all life is fulfilling itself beautifully in my world. Everywhere I look, I see glorious people. Everywhere I look, I see wondrous experiences. Everything that I do is the expression of the divine within me. And what a wonderful divine that is. What a wonderful divine you are, because I created you. And in the same ilk, you created me. And you create me beautiful. You create me wonderful, just like you are. And I surround myself with beautiful, wonderful beings who create me and whom I create just as wonderful as anything can be. And what a great and marvelous experience that is. Why I am here? To be myself and have fun and live a dynamic, fulfilled, joyous life. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I unconditionally, eternally love you.